This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد عباد الله All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, there is a very common hadith in the books of hadith known as Hadithul Musi' Salatahu. The person who did not perfect his salah, or the person who performed his salah in a wrong way. And it's very common. It is almost in all books of hadith, reported by Bukhari, Muslim, Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, in the Sunan, and you name it. And one of have came in multi narrations. One of them, because the khutbah is not meant to study this hadith in detail, but it is basically the introduction to my topic of today. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, a man entered the masjid, and see, this is among the etiquette of the Sahaba. They never, even this hadith is very famous, very common, narrated by a large number of people. You will not find them mentioning the person's name because he did something not appropriate. So out of sitr al-Muslim, covering the person's mistake, nobody mentioned his name. They said, a man enter the masjid. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on one of the side of the masjid with his companions. So this man entered and he prayed. Then he approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Assalamu alaikum. Shows you that this man has a little bit of good understanding of religion and etiquette of the masjid, that when you come in, before you sit, you pray two rak'ahs. So he did what he did. Or whatever salah that he missed, he came late and he was making the salah up first. Then he came to the Prophet and he said, Assalamu alaikum. Then the Prophet said, Wa alaikum assalam. Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. He said, go back, pray again, because you have not prayed yet. The man immediately went back and he prayed and he came back to the Prophet. He prayed exactly the same way he did before. And he came back to the Prophet and said, Assalamu alaikum. Then the Nabi said, Wa alaikum assalam. Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray because you have not prayed yet. Your prayer is not right. So the person went back and he prayed again. Then he came to the Prophet and said, Assalamu alaikum. Then the Nabi said, Wa alaikum assalam. Irji' fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back, pray because you didn't pray. The narrator said, I wasn't sure in the third or the second time. The man said to the Prophet ﷺ, second time after he was sent back, he said, Ya Rasulullah, قال والذي بعثك بالحق ما أحسن غيره فعلمني. I swear by the one who sent you with the truth, I don't know any better than this. This is the best I can do. So teach me. There's many lessons to learn from the hadith, like just by looking at the attitude of the man. He didn't get frustrated every time he went and he tried his best. He wanted to get it in his own first, and that's a very good attitude. Then afterwards, after he tried multiple times, then he said, Ya Rasulullah, he didn't say, Ya Rasulullah, you know what? That's not this. You guys making deen very difficult. You shuyukh make the life miserable. And you guys so picky. And this is a good, alhamdulillah, enough that I came to pray. No. All what you hear these days, they don't hear that time. Because they know better. He said, Ya Rasulullah, alimni, teach me. That's the good attitude, the positive attitude. Then in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إذا قمت إلى الصلاة فأسبغ الوضوء. He said, when you come to salah, make sure that you perfect and you complete your wudu. Why he mentioned the wudu? He didn't see him making wudu. But if the person cut corner in the salah, most likely he will cut corner in wudu as well. If the person doesn't do the salah perfect, most likely also he will do the same in wudu. So the Prophet said, perfect your wudu. And that's a smart teacher who knows what the person might need, and he gave it to him or her even without them asking. Anyway, then he said, ثُمَّ اسْتَقْبِلِ الْقِبْلَةَ فَكَبِّرْ. Face the qibla, then say, Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ اقْرَأْ بِمَا تَيَسَّرَ مَعَكَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Read with whatever you memorize from the Qur'an. Then make ruku' حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ رَاكِعًا. Until your ruku' is perfectly done. You're basically in a perfectly state of the ruku'. Bound. Then raise your head until you completely stand up straight. قَالَ حَتَّى تَعْتَدِلْ. فِي رِوَايَ حَتَّى تَطْمَئِنَّ. And when you stand up straight, you take your time. Until you completely stand up and you take your time. Then usjud, then you go to sujood. Until you perfect your sujood. You basically all your body goes down on the ground. Then raise your hand until you perfectly sat. تطمئن جالسا. ثم اسجد حتى تطمئن ساجدا. Then do the same thing with the sujood. Then raise up until you stand up straight again to read Al-Quran. So basically to do the second rak'ah. Then he said, وَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ كُلِّهَا. That's how you should pray. Then, and if he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم to him, if you do that, فَقَدْ تَمَّتْ صَلَاتُكَ وَمَنْ تَقَصْتَ مِنْ هَذَا شَيْئًا فَإِنَّ مَنْ تَقَصْتَهُ مِنْ صَلَاتِكَ. That's how you perfect your salah, and anything that you don't fulfill from this in the salah, or anything you miss from these things in the salah, you basically miss from your reward for that salah. And since this hadith, you know, I completely changed my topic today after reading this hadith. I was planning to speak about the common mistakes that people do in the salah. But just I was reflecting upon this hadith as I'm coming, and even called the guys earlier and said the common mistakes people do in the salah. And this hadith inspired us to know about the common mistakes and to point it out. But when I was coming, or before coming to the masjid, reflecting upon the hadith, I noticed that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما ركز على أخطاء هذا الرجل. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't mention the mistakes of this man. He didn't tell him, oh, you did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 mistakes. And النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم taught him what is right, what is correct, what is should be done. He focused, صلى الله عليه وسلم, in what is need to be done, rather focusing on what should have not been done. There is nothing wrong with pointing out common mistakes. There is nothing wrong with mentioning what is wrong to be avoided. That's fine, what is haram to abstain from it. That's okay. But it's higher level in education, in learning. It's more, have more impact on the soul, on the learner, on the people who want to practice the religion. When you focus more on when you want to correct any behavior in general, is to focus on what is correct. Even in business, they said if you have people work for you, don't focus a lot on what they've done wrong as much as you focus on basically encouraging them on what they have done correct. You can mention the mistakes to be avoided, to be learned of, but your focus should be on the positive or the good thing that they have done or the thing it need to be done. So some of the things that I would like to share in regard to the salah and how we come to the salah and we pray together, since as-salah khayru mawdu' kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it's the best of subject and the most important of all matters, as-salah. It is important for us to make sure that we know how to do it correct. But I have a request. Yeah, make sure that everybody hear this one. I'm not here, what I'm going to say, is not just to entertain. It's just not to make you, okay, you know what, it's one Jum'ah checked in my life. What I want you to hear me out, anything that you're going to hear today, you find yourself lacking in it, or you don't know about it, or you're not practicing it, maybe I have many points, but at least 2, 3, 4, or 5 points, you find them applicable to you, make sure that you start practicing them. Make sure that you start caring about them. And I am going to avoid the area where it is, you know, debatable. I'm going to make sure that most of the things that I will mention are common sense and commonly accepted by the Muslim jurists across the board. Number one, it starts with entering the masjid. And that's something I discussed with the brothers and sisters last Wednesday, that the sunnah when you enter the masjid is to enter with your right foot, not with your left foot. Just by kida, ask yourself, have you thought about this when you're coming into the masjid today? Have you thought about which feet I'm going to put first when I'm entering the masjid? You might say, what is so big deal? It is sunnah to do it. As Anas radiallahu anhu ibn Malik said fil Hakim, قَالَ مِنَ السُنَّةِ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ الْمَسْجِدِ أَن تَبْدَأَ بِرِجْلِكَ الْيُمْنَى. From the sunnah, when you enter the masjid, to start with your right foot. But for me, there is even bigger goal than just this, which is, as I said in Wednesday, it creates a sense of awareness. It makes you focus from the beginning of entering the masjid. That from the moment you enter the masjid, start focusing on what is the sunnah, what's the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It gives you a different perspective about what's next. If you're aware of that small things like this, what comes next will be easier to focus on. Also, from the sunnah, that when you enter the masjid, that you say the dua, which is in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Oh Allah, maftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for me the door of your mercy. And also this is very important because as you come into the masjid, one of the common thing people have, that they have a struggle in focusing on the salah, on benefiting from the salah, benefiting from the khutbah in general. And one of the mercy of Allah, that He opened His doors for you, one of the doors of mercy that Allah might open for you because of your dua, the mercy of khushu', that Allah open your heart to have khushu', to be able to focus, to be able to enjoy the salah, to be able to read Quran and to reflect upon the verses that is recited. So this dua as you enter the masjid is important. And one of the dua, أعوذ بالله العظيم وبسلطانه القديم من الشيطان الرجيم. I ask, I seek refuge with Allah, the great, the one who possessed the greatest of throne and the one who possessed the greatest of kingdom and the oldest of all kingdom, the Almighty Allah, from الشيطان الرجيم. So whenever you enter the masjid, you are protected from the shaitan. عُصِمَ يَوْمَهُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. You will be protected from the shaitan as you enter. And that's an important. Once Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was in the masjid, somebody stopped him and he said, by the way, there is people who have no better things to do in life except asking questions like the coming one. He said, by the way, is Ya'juj wa Ma'juj Muslimin or not Muslimin? Are they Muslim? Yani the brother is planning to give them da'wah, I guess. What kind of question is that? Then Imam Ahmad rahimahullah asked him. He said, Ya hada, hal ta'rifu ma taqul idha dakhalt al masjid wa kharajt? Do you know what to say when you enter the masjid and you leave the masjid? He said, no. Qala an mithli hada fasal. So, and learn and ask about things of that nature. These simple things, that's basically shape your character. It keep you connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point when you come to the masjid came in hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أُقِيمَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا تَأْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْعَوْنَ. تسعون يعني تركضون. قال وَلَكِنْ أُؤْتُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَمْشُونَ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُّوا. وفي رواية فَقْضُوا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتموا أصح. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith in Sahih Muslim and Tirmidhi, he said, if the salah, the iqama is called, so you heard the iqama, he said, don't run. طب يعني, you will have a reason to run to catch the first takbirah to be in the beginning. He said, if you hear the iqama, don't run. So today you look at your watch, it's okay, you know, it's 7:15. Don't cut the light. Don't speed, go over speed limit just because you want to catch the salah. That's not the right etiquette. Don't be running in the hallway. That's not the right etiquette. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Femshu, walk. And with sakina, with tranquility. قال وعليكم السكينة وأنتم تمشون. And he said, whatever you catch from the salah, pray. And whatever you miss, you complete. And also show you the deen is, alhamdulillah, your intention is to come to the masjid, come to the masjid. There is no need you for running, falling down, or you know, or making anything that, because you don't want to enter the salah and you're out of breath and you know, and sweating and all, or maybe put yourself in danger by speeding to just to come to the salah. So that's one of the etiquettes that the Muslim should care. And one of the mistakes that we hear sometimes, people run to the salah, especially if the imam in the ruku'. That's why in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Abu Bakr saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making ruku', and Abu Bakr in the back of the masjid. So Abu Bakr, not Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr is a different companion. What he did, he made ruku' like this. Then he start running towards the line. Yadub. And, you know, loud voice. That's what Dabib, you know, loud voice. Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard that in the salah. After the salah, he said, what happened? Then he said, that was me, Ya Rasulullah. See how innocent also they are. He said, that was me. I saw you. I don't want to miss the salah. I don't, because if you miss the ruku', you miss the rak'ah. And I don't want to miss the rak'ah. Then that's what I did. Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled and he said, فقال جزاك الله خيرا زادك الله حرصا ولا تعدو وفي رواية ولا تعد يعني لا تعد إلى هذا الركض على الصحيح من أقوال أهل العلم. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم to him, may Allah increase يعني your care for deen, for your Islam, for your iman, for the good, for the righteous deeds, but don't run next time, or don't do that next time, which don't do the running, because you should come slowly to the masjid. Also from the sunnah, when you enter the masjid, a lot of people miss that, that when they enter the masjid, they don't pray tahiyyat al-masjid. They don't pray the two rak'ahs, tahiyyat al-masjid. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as Abu Qatada said, I entered the masjid once and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the people. Then I came and I sat to listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is better than listening to the class taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he skipped the two rak'ah and he just sat to listen to the Prophet ﷺ. Then the Nabi ﷺ said, "Ma mana'aka an tarka'a rak'atayn qabla an tajlis?" What prevented you from praying two rak'ah before you sat? And he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I saw you sitting and people around you, so I came to listen." Then he said, "Idha dakhala ahadukum al-masjid, any one of you enter the masjid, fala yajlis, should not sit until he pray or she pray two rak'ahs." And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once was giving a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. And once in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Khutbah al-Jumu'ah, he saw a man going between the lines, and when he came close, he sat. Then in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pointed him out. And he said, قُمْ فَصَلِّ فَارْكَ رَكَعَتَيْنِ. Stand up and pray two rak'ahs. So even when the imam giving the khutbah, yes, even when the imam giving the khutbah. Because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that to the man who sat while the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving the khutbah. One of the things that you should also be aware of, what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, that we used to consider the person who leaves the masjid after the adhan was called munafiq ma'loom al-nifaq. If the adhan is called in the masjid, then you just leave. You don't wait until you pray with the people. And the Sahaba said we used to consider this a well-known hypocrite, a well-known munafiq to us. The only exceptions, if there is necessity, you're a doctor in call, for example, your job, you're gonna lose your job, something like, or your family in need, these are exception cases. But just because, you know what, I wanna rush because I wanna catch the movie. Or because, you know what, I wanna go to the restaurant. Or because whatever this is not an excuse for you to leave after the adhan was called. You should, if you wanna leave the masjid before the adhan is called. Also, one of the things that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, قال, لا صلاة إذا أقيمت الصلاة إلا المكتوبة. When the iqama is called, the only salah you can pray is the obligatory prayer. So for example, some people when the iqama is made, أخونا في الله ما شاء الله, he walked to the side of the masjid and he prayed his sunnat al-fajr. or the sunnah of dhuhr, or the iqamat al-salah, you should not start another prayer. But what if the iqamah is made and I am praying my sunnah? What if the iqamah was made and I'm praying my sunnah? Many of the scholars said you finish it up quickly. Don't take your time, mashallah, reading, you know, سبح اسم ربك الأعلى والنازعات غرقا. No, you just read one verse and then you say Allahu Akbar, make it very fast. Subhanallah, one time, الأعلى, سبحان ربي العظيم, one time, and you finish. And immediately, because the most important thing here is to catch the salah, not your volunteer prayer. Even بعض الفقهاء, some of the fuqaha said, your salah automatically became invalid when the iqamah is made. Some of the fuqaha, even I don't agree with that. I agree that your salah is correct, but just try to finish it quickly. But don't initiate a new salah while the salah is made. The only exception for this case is one scenario. You didn't pray dhuhr and you came while asr is praying. In this case, you have two options. You join the imam with the intention of dhuhr, and you pray behind him. And by the way, the difference of intention between the imam and the ma'moom is commonly practiced during the Prophet ﷺ time. Commonly practiced. It's not something strange. There's no connection. You don't have to have the same intention. You can be praying completely different prayer than the imam. It doesn't matter. Because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when someone missed Fajr, he said to some of the Sahaba, who will volunteer to pray with that person? So one of them praying Fajr and the other praying Sunnah. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu used to pray Isha with the Prophet. Then he go lead his people for Isha prayer as a volunteer Salah. And the people behind him praying Isha. So there is many examples like this. It's not one or two. But my point is you have two options. You pray behind the Imam, your Dhuhr, while the Imam praying Asr. Or you go onto the side, you pray dhuhr quickly, then you join the imam for asr. That's the only scenario that I can see for you to pray other than what the imam is praying. One of the things also that is important to know, that the intention for the salah, it's in the heart. It's not in the tongue. That's why it is agreed upon by all the fuqaha, especially the early Muslim jurists, Abu Hanifa wa Malik wa Shafi'i wa Ahmad, not their later generations of students. I'm talking about the four imams themselves and their immediate students and those who before them. You will not find in their statement anyone ever said that the intention of the salah to be pronounced. As a matter of fact, the ulama consider this, many of the fuqaha consider this an innovation in religion, bid'ah fi deen. Some people you pray behind, next to them, as if he, mashallah, putting a subject for an email. He's Allah, before he say, نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّيَ الظُّهْرَ أَرْبَعَ رَكَعَاتٍ يَوْمَ الثُّلَثَى فِي مَسْجِدْ كْلِيرْ لَيْكْ مَدْرِي. You know, and he starts saying, I intend to pray for raka'at dhuhr in congregation behind the imam in the masjid on Tuesday. Where this is, the Prophet ﷺ, this is أغلال وآثار يضعها الناس بالبدع على الناس ليس لها أصل في الدين. الإسلام أسمح وأحسن من هذا. الإسلام is much easier than all those things that people invented and added to it. You just said the intention. Why are you coming to the masjid? To eat shawarma? You're coming to pray dhuhr. You're coming to pray asr. That's what the intention is. So you have the intention in the heart. So there's no need to tell Allah by pronouncing, said, hey, I'm here to pray asr or to pray this or to pray that. You just say, Allahu Akbar, and you pray. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed millions of times. Not a single time he mentioned anything he'd call intention to pronounce. Not a single time. Not a single time he told any companion anything about that. Not a single time Abu Bakr or Umar or Uthman or Ali or any one of the Sahaba did anything like that. Not a single narrations reported from any one of the successors, the second or the third generation in Islam. So something for hundreds of years related to the salah and a fundamental issue in the salah never was mentioned. What does that mean? If this is not what the ulama consider bid'ah, I don't know what bid'ah can be. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arzuqna wa iyyakum al-fiqh fi al-deen. Aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiru. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. One of the important etiquettes in the salah, الخشوع في الصلاة, that you have tranquility and focus on the salah. And focusing and having خشوع in the salah is the soul of the salah, هو روح الصلاة. And it means that you focus on what you're saying. You understand and you comprehend what you're saying. You understand and you comprehend what you are doing. And you're reflecting upon that. Don't ever, إياك ثم إياك ثم إياك أن تصلي الصلاة تخلصا بل صلي الصلاة إخلاصا لله. Don't ever pray the salah because you want to make a check mark. You know what? I'm done with it. Let's get over with it. No, يا أخي, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أرحنا بها يا بلال. كان إذا حزبه أمر فزع إلى الصلاة. When he needs to rest, when he needs to focus, he run to the salah. Not that he want to run out of the salah. People today want to run out of the salah while the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم runs to the salah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. That's الخشوع, is your ability to focus on what you're saying and what you're doing in the salah. الخشوع, by the way, it doesn't mean to pray in slow motion, with all my respect. يعني some people think الخشوع, it means to go in slow motion. يعني very slow to go to the ركوع. I'm very slow to stand. That's not خشوع. That's somebody has a back pain, you know? Or like thinking, Umar رضي الله عنه, I'm serious, I'm not trying to make fun of anybody, but Umar رضي الله عنه, when saw someone acting like this, oh Lord. It took them like few seconds to put his hand together and few seconds to raise them up. Umar, he basically got him with the durra. قال لا تمت علينا ديننا. He said, keep going. And he don't make our religion so dead like that. So artificial. If this what make you focus up to you, some people are have any hyper more than others. I understand that. But I'm talking about the people who are faking it, not the people who are originally doing it. If this is how you are, you're slow, you take your time, I'm fine, maybe I have many, I'm more hyper than others, I'm fine, I'm not making fun of the, at all anyone. But what I'm against and I'm warning you is to think that it means khushu', it means is to go in a slow motion. Or khushu', it means to have it very long. That's not true. Al-khushu' is to focus. It's short or long, it doesn't matter. That's up to you. But your ability to focus, that's why I prefer for you to pray, to say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim 3 times with focus, then make it 19 times. But sometimes, in order for you to reach to the level of focusing, you might go to 5, you might go to 9, you might read 10 verses. I understand that. Also, one of the things that is not acceptable as part of the focus in the khushu is to be distracted. You pray and you check your email, and you check your phone, you check your iWatch. You know, you check, all these gadgets. That's not correct. Unless you are a doctor on call. And I know we have quite a number of physicians in this masjid. You're on call, it's absolutely allowed for you to look at your pager, your phone, while you are praying to check if there is any emergency call. And that's basically part of your job and duty. Or you are an officer that is basically on call. That's a different case. But other than that, the Muslim should wait and should put on hold, because there is no such a great emergency in this case. Playing around with your clothes and all this stuff is also something that you should be aware of and to avoid, to be able to focus on your salah. There is a lot to be said. Hopefully, inshallah, maybe in future khutbas, we can explore more of these points. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our salah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to focus on our salah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us the sunnah of the salah, and to be able to pray like how the Prophet ﷺ prayed his prayer. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wal-tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina wa an tu'ti nufusana taqwaha wa an tuzakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma ghafir lana wa liwalidina. Allahumma ghafir liwalidina. Allahumma ghafir liwalidina. Allahumma ghafir liahlina wa azwajina wa dhurriyatina wa dhawi arhamina wa man lahu haqqun wa fadlun alayna. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tuzza rahmataka wa barakataka ala hadha al-masjid wa ahlihi hadha al- الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك، اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك، واسترنا بسترك، وعاملنا بلطفك، أنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم، لا تجعل لنا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا فيها لنا صلاح وفيها لنا نفع وخير إلا أعنتنا عليها ويسرتها لنا. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات جميعا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، وأخص منهم الحاضرين في هذا المسجد يا ذا الجلال والأكرام، وأهليهم ومن يحبون ومن استوصاهم بالدعاء. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، انصر المظلومين في كل مكان، مكن لعبادك الصالحين، مكن لعبادك الصالحين، مكن لعبادك الصالحين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تستعملنا في طاعتك، تستعملنا في مرضاتك، تستعملنا في خدمة دينك وسن وخدمة نبي ونشر سنة نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأن تجعلنا مخلصين قائمين بالحق، آمرين بالمعروف ناهين عن المنكر، ناصحين للخلق مخلصين للحق، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إن كنا من الظالمين. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد، وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.